Where geographically in the Yad HaChazaka, and Hilchos Tmidim Umusofen. Now, if it was truly what? If it truly was totally disconnected, where do you think you should have put it? In Sefer Zmanim, where he discusses Hilchos Yontif. It's a little bit bizarre why the Rambam places in Hilchos Tmidim Umusofen. But nonetheless, the Rambam holds, you follow my point? Would have been much better to place it in Sefer Zmanim. The fact that the Rambam places, there's a bit problematic, but nonetheless, the Rambam holds the mitzvah bizman hazeh of Sefiras Omer is diraisa, and conceptually it is disconnected and divorced from the Korban Omer, even though geographically he places it there. Okay? However, Tosfos and the Ramban are of the opinion that the mitzvah nowadays of counting the Omer is drabanan. Because the mitzvah Sefiras Omer is an outgrowth of the Korban Omer. And since we don't have the Bisa Mikdash and the Korban Omer nowadays, the mitzvah has been downgraded from no longer being Diraisa to now only becoming what? Mid the Rabbanan. Okay? And therefore, it is an outgrowth of the Korban Omer, and therefore, nowadays it is only rabbinic. And Tosus writes in Megillah and Chaf Amud Beis that it's quite appropriate that we say Harachaman. What's the Harachaman that we count every day after Sfir? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu should restore the Avod in the Beis HaMikdash. Because if the Beis HaMikdash is restored, it's going to be elevated from no longer being the Rabbanan to now becoming what? Midya Raisa. Whereas according to the Rambam, the Harachaman is quite inappropriate because nowadays it's anyway the Raisa. So that's why it fits well to Shitoso that according to Toso, Shitoso says in Megillah that we say the Harachaman. Okay? Now, what's the Nafkamina? Nafkamina is as follows. Okay? Nafkamina is as follows. Can you count immediately after Shkia, which is called Ben Hashmashos, with a bracha? So according to Toso and Rabban, you can. Right after Shkia, I'm going to write. With a bracha. Now, many people have a chumrah, including Ipseik, where all the Bata Knesses are machmer usually, to be wait till Tzeis HaKochavim for the Rambam. Because it's D'Oraisa, you need Laila Mamish. But we paskin Mikra Adin, the Mechaber seems to say Beferish. Mechaber seems to say, at least this is my impression, okay? Who am I compared to Rav Avadya Shlita? Rav Avadya says differently. But if you look in the Mechaber writes Yesh Medaktikin. There are those that are meticulous like the Rambam who hold what? Who hold that you have to wait till Laila Mamish. If you hold like the Rambam, Laila Mamish, you have to wait till Tzitz HaKachavim, Laila Mamish, to count. So the Shabru says, Yesh Medaktikin, what does that imply? Mikra, do we hold like who? Tosfos and the Ramban, that you count right after Shkia because it's the Rabbanan. So I thought the Shah was like the Mishabru. But Rav Avadya claims that the Mechaber holds like the Rambam that it's D'Oraisa. I think it's a Chiddush.
Mishabru says D'Rabbanan still?
Mishabru learns pshat in the Mechaber that the Mechaber held paskin that it was D'Rabbanan. Because the Mechaber writes, Sam Yesh Medaktikin. There are those that are meticulous. Mashma the Mikra Adin, you can count right after Shkia. He says, the those are meticulous that count after Tzeis HaKachavim. Mashma Mikra Adin, it's like what? It's a good after Shkia, like it's D'Rabbanan. That's the way the Chafetz Chaim, Mishra Brewer learns Shabbat. Rav Avadya Netshuva learns not that when the Abi Omer. He learns the Mechaber wants to say that it's the right. So I think the Pashup Shabbat is like the Chafetz Chaim, like the Mishra Brewer against Rav Avadya. But nonetheless, you should know the Shittas. And it's a big nafkamina. So no one should have tain on people if they count right after Shkia with a bracha. Okay, a lot of shuls do that. There's nothing wrong with it. That's the Pashup Shabbat in the Mechaber, like the Mishra Brewer. But nonetheless, there isn't any to be machmer, but you have to remember, if you're going to be machmer, don't forget. Don't forget to count, okay? So, based on this, let's take this a step further. You know, there was a Haggadah printed about 20 years ago called the Yeshiva University Haggadah. I don't know if you ever saw it. And there they quote a minute that the Rav used to count. When he would count, he would say, La Omer, and he would repeat the whole line again and say, Ba Omer. What's the significance whether you say La or whether you say Ba? Well, my nafkamina. So let's suggest a mahalach to be masber this, okay? Are women mechuyev in the mitzvah of Sefiras Omer? So the Rambam writes befeirish. Let's write it up here. The Rambam writes befeirish. Nashim are what? Nashim are pturis. Feirish or Rambam? Women are pturis. Why are women pturis? You guys tell me. Mitzvah seshes. Look on the calendar. It's between Pesach and Shavuos. Ein lecha mitzvah seh shesh magrama gedola mizu. No. Rambam writes women are pturus. If you look in the Ramban, and Reb Yitzchak Karlstein said he checked many of the kisuyav of the Ramban in his Kedushim and Kedushin. The Ramban, commenting on the Gemara Kedushin, where it has a list of mitzvahs that are mitzvahs eshe shalob is my grandma. The Ramban makes his own list and puts it together. And the Ramban writes the following abbreviation. Samach hei ayin. Well, what is that referring to? So Rav Karlstein checked all the manuscripts he said of the Ramban, and it slam dunk, and Rav Achronim said this, it means Sviris HaOmer. Is in mitzvahs eshe shalob is my grandma. Noshim then are chayavos. There is a minority of Kiryat Achronim that says it means Seder Avoda, korbanos. That woman should say korbanos every morning like the men. So when you, if you're going out with a girl, say, are you saying korbanos? I don't know if that'll go over too well, but whatever the case might be, that's a minority of opinion Achronim. Okay? It's a minority of opinion. Most Achronim say it means Sviris HaOmer. And the question is, what on earth is the Svara for the Ramban to say that the mitzvah of Sviris HaOmer is a mitzvah eshe shalob bezman grama? Why? Why would you say it's a mitzvah eshe shalob bezman grama and mechayev women? So the Divrei Yecheskel says, great Gaon, one of the Gedolei Achronim, says as follows. The mitzvah of Sviris HaOmer is generated by what? The Korban HaOmer. Since the Korban HaOmer generates the mitzvah, it is not directly linked to time. In order to be classified as a mitzvah eshe shebizman grama, the mitzvah has to be directly linked to time. If the Korban HaOmer generates the mitzvah, it's nishkin, mitzvah eshe shebizman grama. You follow me? The Korban HaOmer is what? Is the mechayev. Since the Korban HaOmer is the Mechayev, and it's not directly linked to time. That's what the Divrei Yecheskel's Mechadish Pshat and Shitas Ramban. Therefore, it's classified as a mitzvah eshe shalob bezman grama, and women are mechuyev. I'll give you an example. What's a good example of a mitzvah eshe shalob bezman grama? Luluv. Luluv, you could shake the luluv any day of the year. The Torah arbitrarily says you can only shake it midrash on the first day of Sukkot. That's directly linked to time. There's nothing that generates the mitzvah of luluv. The Torah arbitrarily says mitzvah luluv is only on the first day of Sukkot. Here, the mitzvah sphere's owner is an outgrowth of the Korban HaOmer. Memele, the Ramban holds women are mechuyev.
The Korban HaOmer is linked to time.
That doesn't make a difference. The Korban HaOmer, Seth points out correctly, is linked to time. You're right. But I don't care. The mitzvah, the secondary mitzvah, is the mitzvah sphere's owner was the outgrowth of the Korban, despite the fact that Korban was on a calendar. I'll give you another qualification, perhaps, of a mitzvah seshman grom. Are women mechuyev in Kiddush Levonit? What do you say? Magen Avraham, I think it's soon, Tov Chavav, says that women are potter, Kiddush Levonit. Women are potter. Why are women potter? Mitzvah seshman shebizman grom. Noshim rapturus. Not only do you say Noshim Akturus, they shouldn't say the bracha. Why? Normally, if a woman wants to voluntarily do a mitzvah Zman Grama, do we let her? Of course. According to the Ramban Tosfos, we let them say a bracha. Why here? Because of Pekam Alavona. Al Pi Dera Kabbalah, Chava was involved with the diminution of the Levona, with her chait. Whatever, there's a whole mahalach about it. But because of that, she blew out the aura of the Olam. That's why the Torah says women took upon themselves to light Shabbos lich, to rectify her aveira. But nonetheless, Nashim Rapturus, below, they shouldn't do it on their own. Below Mavarchan La'atzma. That's just what he says, Beferish the Magen Avraham. Okay? So women are Pturus, let's write down, because it's a mitzvah seshman man grump. If you look on the bottom of the page in the Shulchan Aruch, there is a sefer written, printed, called the Chochma Shlomo, written by Rav Shlomo Kluber. The Chochma Shlomo says, I beg to differ with you. And he says, women are mechuyev in Kiddush Levana. Nashim chayavos in Kiddush Levana. Why are women chayavos? Listen to this svara. When are the days you're supposed to say Kiddush Levana? Between day 4 and day 15 of the month. When the moon is in its defamed state. What do I mean when it's diminished? Once it becomes a full moon, you can't say Kiddush Levana anymore. Therefore, the mitzvah is not directly linked to time. The mitzvah of Kiddush Levana is not directly linked to time. It's talui on what? The mitzvah. And therefore, what we want to say is that time in this essence is what? Is an internal element or an extrinsic element? Mitzvah seshes shebizman groma means when time is an extrinsic element. When the Torah comes from left field and says you can only fulfill the mitzvah of lulav on the first day of Sukkot, that's extrinsic, external. But when time is part of the very fabric of the mitzvah, because time tells me when the moon is what? In its defamed state, from day 4 to day 12, when time is internal or intrinsic. When time is internal or intrinsic, Yaakov, what is it? It's counterintuitive, it becomes a mitzvah seshes. Shalom bizman groma. You follow me? It becomes a mitzvah seshes shalom bizman groma. When time is extrinsic, when it's arbitrary and it's not part of the fabric of the mitzvah, that's called a mitzvah seshes shalom bizman groma. It's the gurim. It's mine, it's gurim, because it's not linked. But when time is part of the fabric of the mitzvah, it's a little counterintuitive. It's called a mitzvah seshes shalom bizman groma. So if you put together the Ramban, the Korban, the Divrei Yecheskel, according to the Ramban by Sefer Somer, and you put together the Chachma Shlomo, what are the things you need to be called, Seth, as a mitzvah seshes man groma? Number one, it must be directly linked to time, and time has to be a what? Extrinsic element for it to be called a mitzvah seshes shebizman groma. Okay? So therefore, what we have is a fundamental machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban as to how we will classify this what? This, as to whether women are what? Let's say it like this. As to whether women are mechuyev or not. Okay? As to whether women are mechuyev or not. The Rambam says women are pater. Why are women pater? Please get it. Fill it in for me. Why does the Rambam say women are pater? Because the Rambam holds it to Mitzvah Zman Groma. Why is it Mitzvah Zman Groma? Because the Mitzvah Sefiras Omer conceptually is what?
Every day.
Is disconnected from what? The Korban. And therefore, it's a mitzvah directly linked to time. If it's directly linked to time, then it's what? Then it's a mitzvah seshes shebizman groma. Women are pturus. According to the Ramban, nowadays it's the Rabbanan, because the Araisa, it's an outgrowth of the Korban. Since it's not directly linked to time, it's a mitzvah seshes shalom bizman groma. If it's a mitzvah seshes shalom bizman groma, therefore women are what? Therefore women are mechuyavos. They're not arguing about the definition. They both could agree. The question is, they're arguing about, is the mitzvah sefiras omer independent? Or is it an outgrowth of the korban omer? But they're agreeing to the definitions. The question is how you view the mitzvah sefiras omer. Jonathan, you got what I'm saying? This is what I want to stress. They're agreeing with the definition of what it is, but they're arguing how you view conceptually the korban omer, the mitzvah sefiras omer. Is it an outgrowth of the omer? Or is it a separate mitzvah? Mela, this guy's is the significance of La Omer and Ba Omer. The significance is, I want you to get it down. When you say La Omer, you're trying to highlight that this mitzvah of counting is La Omer, is generated by the Omer. And if women are going to count, which way you think is better? They should say La or Ba? They should say La. Because by saying La, you're highlighting the Korban Omer is the generating element of the mitzvah, and therefore it's called the mitzvah seseh, shalom bisman groma. That's why women are mechuyavos. Whereas if you say Ba Omer, what does Ba Omer mean? That at the same time that the Korban Omer was offered on the second day of Pesach, the mitzvah of what? Sefiras Omer began at that same time. It's coincidental, but they're not conceptually linked. That's Ba Omer. So the Rav would count both. But the truth of the matter is, if you hold that it's the Rabbanim is manaseh, then La Omer is appropriate. If you hold that it's the Araisim is manaseh, then you should count Ba Omer. The only difficulty with our Mahalach is, if you look at the Shulchan Aruch says that you should say Ba Omer. So that doesn't work well, because we said the Mechaber holds the Rabbanim. Maybe it's a riot to Rav Avadia that the Mechaber holds the Araisim. But okay. I want you just to get down. According to our Mahalach, it would have fit much better if the Mechaber would have said La Omer. But this is, as of introduction, this is very critical regarding the lumbness here of the notion of the mitzvah sefiras omer. Yes, Nisim?
Isn't the Korban HaOmer itself a mitzvah should be non-grom.
That's what Seth pointed out. But that doesn't bother us, because the mitzvah of Sviras Omer is an outgrowth of it. So I don't care about whether the mitzvah that it's an outgrowth of was told in Zman. I'm focusing on this mitzvah Svira. Because I'll be smart, it doesn't make a difference.
That
doesn't make a difference, though. But it, since it's an outgrowth, it's not directly linked to time. The word is, the Svar is, it must be directly linked to time. If it's not directly linked to time, then that's not called Zman Grom. That's what we want to point out. Okay? That's what Seth was pointing out, too. It's a good Ha'ara, it's a good Kasha. But the word is not directly linked to time. I don't care whether what it came from was totally Mizman. That doesn't bother me. It's got to be directly linked to Zman. Okay, that's the Chiddush we want to bring out here. Yes? Clear? Yes, Yaakov. And then Seth. Go ahead.
Josh.
Josh, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. I'm tired. Go ahead. Yeah, Josh, go ahead.
Maybe is Maror an outgrowth of the Korban Pesach?
Maror, we said, is a condiment. Mar and matzah are condiments of the Korban Pesach.
Right.
So, okay.
So therefore, it's not
just my grandma. It's not said. Women should be mechuyavos without having come.
Mar bisman says drabanan. Right. Just like she does somewhere.
Okay.
So therefore, women should be mechuyavos, not midin some of the svar, but midin just because it's not mitzvah she has my grandma.
Okay, but you don't have to come out to that. All the dinim, the seder, men and women are mechuyavos.
Right, but not because. But we had a halamina that should be pturos because of mitzvah shezman grama. The halamina shouldn't exist.
We had a halamina regarding, let's say, other mitzvahs. Maybe tzipor, maybe the other mitzvahs. Maybe by Mara there is no taka halamina. Could be. In a chanami, like you're saying. Maybe there was no halamina by Mara. Could be. Yeah, it's a good hour, but maybe there was no. Yeah, go ahead, Seth.
Lachal Maisa, does it make a difference if you say la or ba?
No, but the rough, I say both. Why not? You say the whole, don't just say the line, then la ba. You know, say the whole line twice. Takes it 2 seconds, okay? Otherwise, it makes no sense, right? Okay? But that's the lumdus, okay? A lot of people might ask, what's the difference? Now you know Homa Halach, it's fundamental to the nature of the mitzvah Sviras Omer, how you view it in lumdus. Okay, now this whole question might depend upon how you read the Gemara, okay? Let's take a look inside. Josh, why don't we read the Gemara there? Gufa there, Menachas Samach Vav Amud Aleph. Okay, let's see how to read the Gemara there. Menachas Samach Vav Amud Aleph. It might depend how we read the Gemara. This machleis Rambam against Tyson and Ramban. Go ahead. Excellent. So Abaye says a mitzvah to count the days and the weeks. Go ahead.
Rabbanon de Ravashi manu yomei manu shuve.
And Rabbanon Ravashi did the same thing. Is there any difference? I just want to point out. Abaye and Rabban Rashi hold the same shita, but what's the difference between their articulation? Said the word mitzvah twice. So I want you to get down your notes. Rabban Yeruchim, and we'll get back to this by the end of Shir, hopefully we have time. Rabban Yeruchim says there's a separate mitzvah to count the days and the weeks. And he picks that up from the Lashon and the Gemara, that it said mitzvah l'minyo, mitzvah l'mishuah. So he says there's a separate mitzvah, bizman the beis hamikdash was kayin, to count the days and the weeks. Okay, that's his chiddush. Okay, go ahead. Abaye. I'm sorry. Amemar. Oh, so what does Amemar say? It's enough to count the days and not the week, because the whole point is Zechel Mikdash. What's Zechel Mikdash? To commemorate what was done in the Beis Mikdash. Rashi's Masber there at the end. If you saw it, that Zechel Mikdash mandates it's enough to count the days. You have to count the weeks. It's enough to commemorate the Beis Mikdash by counting the days and without the weeks. So how would you, if you're the Rambam, how would you learn this Gemara? What do you say, guys? If you're the Rambam, how would you learn this Gemara? What does the Rambam hold? That the mitzvah nowadays is the Oraisas. How would you learn this? That's good for the Machlokas. Abaye, what Josh was saying, Abaye for Rabban Rav Ashi, they both hold it's what? It's the Oraisa. And the last sheet is who? Amemar says the Rabbanon. And who's the Rambam Paskin like? Abaye? No, who's the Rambam Paskin like? Yeah, Abaye and the Rabban Rav Ashi, the first two sheetas. So let's get down how the Rambam read the Gemara. The Rambam would say that's kufa de machloikis, and the Rambam holds like the first two shittas, that is d'oraisa. Okay. How would Tosfos and Rabban learn the Gemara? Go ahead, Evan.
Just because Abaye and Rashi, when they have to say that it's d'oraisa, we can't say it's
the Rambam can't argue on the Gemara. Rambam holds d'oraisa.
So, according to Abaye, just because it is a mitzvah for both day and week, it can only give d'oraisa.
It doesn't have to be. We're going to say, but I'm saying the Rambam. The Rambam sheet is that it's the Raisa. The Rambam can't argue on the Gemara. So I'm saying the Rambam's going to learn the Gemara that it's a machlokus. Rambam holds it in the first two sheets, right? How's Tosfos and the Ramban going to learn the Gemara? Someone tell me. Josh, what do you say? How would the Ramban learn, Tosfos and the Ramban learn up the Gemara? That what? All three sheets, both the first two and the third hold, is the Rabbanan. But what's the machlokus? You could say it like that the sheet of Amemar says it's Echel Mikdush. And therefore it's enough to count what? It's enough to count the days and not the weeks. And the first two sheets to say it's also Echel Mikdush, but it's not enough. You gotta count you have to count the what? The days and the weeks to for Echel Mikdush. So Machlek is what you need to do for Echel Mikdush. Or what's the other way you can articulate it? I think that's what you meant, right? That what that Amemar says it's Echel Mikdush, what's the first two sheets to say? It's not Echel Mikdush, it's a mitzvah in the Rabbanan. The mitzvah in the Rabbanah mamish to count the Omer, not necessarily the Zechel and Mikdash. The mitzvah in the Rabbanah to count the Omer. And that mitzvah in the Rabbanah entails what? Both days and weeks. Okay?
That's not mashma. I think Tosfos and Megillah is not mashma that because Tosfos and Megillah.
All right, what?
And he's going against that opinion because Tosfos seemingly says that it is that Sirius Omer is Zechel and Mikdash because we don't say Zechel and Mikdash by Lulav and Shofar.
Okay, we'll see when we get to the Lashon and Tosfos. Okay, we'll see you, Sam, when we get to the Lashon and Tosfos, what you're driving at. Okay, but let's see that Tosfos when we get to it. But here we have a machlokes lamaisa that we have how to read the Gemara. And this is where it all starts in Shas. When you have a machlokes and Shittas Rishonim, you have to plug it in the Gemara. And this is the way we're plugging in. Ram will say it's a machlokes how to learn it up, whether it's derived to the Rabbanan. Tosfos Ramban will say it over in two ways. Either it's a machlokes that both hold the Zechel Mikdash question, how much you have to do to be a Zechel Mikdash, or the Machlokes, what is the nature of the mitzvah of the Rabbanah? Was it Zechel Mikdash? It wasn't, no, a mitzvah of the Rabbanah has to count the days and the weeks. But it's not, has to do, no, it's nothing to do with Zechel Mikdash. Okay, yes, Elliot.
Can't Tosfos and Ramban just hold like the Ram, but if you weren't just hold like the other time? Just hold like a Amemar?
What'd you say?
Can't they read the part just like Ram does, just hold like the other time? Who says Zechel Mikdash would be the Rabbanah?
Yes, yeah, according to Tosfos and Ramban, the first sheet would say it's the Raisa, and the second sheet would say it's the Rabbanan. Yeah. Just saying, that would be a third way of learning, right? And then it's a machlokas out of pasuk. Yeah, it could be possible.
Weeks,
what'd you say?
If we pasuk like last sheet, then we wouldn't count the weeks.
Right. What the difficulty with that proposal, Elliot, is that would come out that the Ramban and Tosfos would have to be pasuking like the second sheet, and we don't do that. We count the days and the weeks. So that's why. That's why it would be difficult. But theoretically, you could say that off your smart. It's a good possibility. But Josh is pointing out correctly. Okay. Now, this leads us to the following. There is the sheet of the Bahag. Okay? I wanted you to see the Bahag. The beginning of the Tosos. Josh, just read the beginning of the Tosos and the end. I didn't tell you what I want. Go ahead. Zechel and Mikdash. That means Spanish Moshos. The Ein Tzarech. Oh, so he says black on white is the Rabbanan. The favorites. Go ahead, Ba'od. I didn't mention that. And there's an Indian to do it, L'chachila. Because you want the whole day to be Safur. What does Safur mean? Counted. So the earliest time you can count, it's ideal to count. So for sure you should have a tain on someone who counts after Shkia, and it might even be ideal. Okay? So that's what Tosfos really holds in the Shita. Because you want the whole day to be counted rather than counting 11:30 at night. That means the first 3 hours wasn't counted. Now skip to the end of the Tosfos, okay? The very end. Od Pasak, four lines before the end. I should have blocked it off for you. But I told Nissan to tell other fellows. Go ahead, Od Pasak, go ahead. So the Bahag quotes, if you miss one day, you're finished. You miss one day, night and day, you cannot count the rest of the days. Seems that you shouldn't even count it. We always think you could count without a bracha, but it seems from the Bahag, don't count. Don't count it at all. Taisa says, Tame Gedola, what are you talking? I can understand not saying a bracha, but not counting at all? With this in mind, let's turn to the next page. Taisa Megillah, go ahead. So again, the two comments of the Bahag is you can count right after Shkia. And you can count with a bracha, and it's maybe ideal to do it. And the second comment of the Bahag is, if you miss one day and night, finished. You can't count anymore. Frek Tysus, what are you talking? Tame it, what are you talking? Go ahead, Josh. Zok Tysus.
If I should have Sirius Omer,
Rabbeinu Tam, Shim Shalach Levar Palayla, Levar Payom, Dimashim Bahai Stama, Dimanitin, Dinahid, Ika Stama, Menachos, Kani, Nitzer Payom, Kashab Yevet, Kamakom, Stama Daha Dipa, Kani Law, Gabi Tosasa, Sikta, Dina.
So in other words, we model the counting after the harvesting. Now, when did they harvest the Omer? At night. They couldn't see it. They had torches. They used to cut the barley at night. They would offer it the next day. So we're modeling it after each other. The counting is after the Ketzirah. Go ahead. You don't model it completely. That even though you can do the Ketzirah B'yom, you don't count B'yom with a bracha. Shina lo akasuf. Excellent. Go ahead. So you have to count at night. So if you're going to count at daytime, b'li bracha. Go ahead, Chaim. What's inchi mean? A lot of fellows ask it. What does inchi mean? Sometimes it is a word that's critical. If you don't get the word, you can't understand. Inchi means forgot. It's a synonym of shachach. Heichad inchi, where a guy forgets. Levarach.
Levarach alayla, even elamachar, below
bracha. Oh. Famous, and that's the way we pass in Shulchan Aruch. You count at night with a bracha, count in the daytime without a bracha. Aval.
Aval inchach alayla, v'yom, lo yivne elu b'bracha, de'ba'ina t'mimos. The lake.
V'achar. Omer Yiratzon. Okay, we say Arachaman, same thing. Go ahead.
Right,
the box says Lefisha Ain. What do you see in the box? In Ata. He has the word Ata. In Ata, Ella Haskara,
the
Binyan. Isn't that interesting? Sirius Omer, what do? It's just verbiage. So you need the what? You need the harachamat. Why don't we do harachamat by what? Mashenke mitki shofar v'luluf. What do you mean tki shofar v'luluf? That there's an action. So an action, you don't need harachamat. When is shofar v'tki shluluf? When is shofar and netilas luluf d'rabanan? Second day. Why don't we say harachamat there? Because there's a nasiyah. Because there's a nasiyah. Right? Causes in Asiyah. Right?
Why is
Shofar in the Sfeik of the Arisa? The second day, right? It's the Sfeik of the Arisa. We don't know which day it is.
But then we do Nar Yisrael 2 days also.
So Lamaisa, there's a difficulty here. Lula of Lamaisa, what's the pshat? Where is there a notion that we ever do a blowing that is Lazecher? On Rosh Hashanah, we do it because it's Sfeik of the Yom. Lulu of all the days of Sukkot are derabbanan, right? So I understand why it's a Zeichel. Zeichel HaMikdash. Why do we shake the Lulu of all 7 days of Sukkot? Zeichel HaMikdash. But Shofar, where is the Zeichel? Rashash asked this Kasha on this Tosos in Megillah. Rashash and Megillah asked on this Tosos. He says, what are you talking about? When do you ever blow the Shofar with Zeichel? You blow the Shofar because it's the Arisa. Oh, that's what he says. Very good, guys. Blow it on Yom Kippur. So he says, the reason why you don't say Arachamah is because it's an action. Lulav is an action. Shofar is an action. Whereas Sfiras Omer is a verbiage, and therefore you need the Harachamahs. Okay. But what we must do, guys, is analyze the Bahag Sheet. What on earth is the Bahag Sheet is all about? Let's get it down. That you count Biyom, Sofar Biyom, below Bracha. What is this all about? Sofar Biyom, below Bracha. And at night, what do you do? At night, Sofer Belayla Bibroch. So I want you to get this down. Mr. Brewer says, I'll tell you. It's a Sfeik Sfeika. What's a Sfeik Sfeika? What's the Sfeik Sfeika? Maybe the mitzvah of counting is only at night and even in the daytime. Maybe if it's only at night, I can still save myself because each halachic day is a separate mitzvah. Each halachic day is a separate mitzvah. So even though you missed night, but still the next halachic day is a separate mitzvah. So put it all together. If you count at night, you count with a bracha. If you save yourself in the daytime, count without a bracha, but no matter what, you save yourself. Because if the number one suffix is the mitzvah only at night or is it even in the daytime? Let's say it's only at night, and I missed it at night. No problem. The next day is a halachic new day. So I cover myself in all situations by counting at night with a bracha, but if I forget, I'll count the daytime without a bracha. Mr. Buddha says, fake, fake. We'll say it again. Let's say it again. One more time. What's the first suffix? Is it only at night or even in the daytime? Let's say it's only at night, and I didn't count at night. So I'm in trouble. No, I'm not in trouble, because maybe each halachic day is a separate mitzvah. So if you say it like that, I've covered myself. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Chlor? That's what the Mishnah Berurah says.
That's only suffix number one.
So again, subject number one is the mitzvah is only at night.
Yeah.
Maybe it's even during the daytime. That's the first subject. Mm-hmm. And what happens if it's only at night, Sammy? I didn't count it at night, so I'm in trouble. How do I save myself? It's the second subject. Maybe each halachic day is a separate mitzvah. So even if I didn't count at night, I could count the next halachic day because it's a separate mitzvah. That's where the Mishnah Berurah says pshat in the Bahai. And the Rav Zatzal thought it was very difficult. Why? Because what's a sveik sveik? A double dot. You know, Rav Avadi has tshuvas. Rav Moshe has tshuvas. Sometimes when they have to issue a psak, on one subtopic they'll hold like one shita, on another subtopic they'll hold like another shita, and you put it all together, they'll come up with a psak. But this is one shita alone, the Bahak. And the Bahak himself never said he was based on a what? A sveik sveik. So it's hard to say that the Bahag got to his shita based on a sveik sveik. He didn't never say it. He never said it, that it was based on a sveik sveik. So how do you say that, the Rav said? So the Rav embarked upon a mahalach that I want to share with you, Bezer Shem. It's an amazing mahalach that he's mazber the Bahag. Completely different shot than the Mishabu. And he began like this. He said that there are two approaches to the mitzvah sphere. One is to say that it's one big mitzvah and there are 49 legs. Mitzvah achas, and there are what? Arboin, Betesha, Shlabim, stages. Okay? That's one approach. Second approach, and this is the approach the Rav thought was the pshat. This is the way I titled the shir in the hotel. The bridge between Pesach and Shavuos. Good title, though. Because the Rav said, the second approach is not the GW bridge or the tribal or the Golden State, but the Sphere Solar bridge. What's the pshat? There are 49 distinct mitzvahs, but the Torah requires you to link them together, to create a consecutive series of digits of continuity nisim from second day of Pesach till Shavuos. It's the ritzifus, the continuity, the consecutive series of digits. The bridge has to be created. But there are 49 distinct mitzvahs. Arboim, Betesha, Mitzvos, Shonos, Achein, Sarich, Ritzifus. You need Ritzifus. And the Rav thought that this second approach was the pshat. And he proved it. He proved it from three marmakayims. Number one. You know, the most common night to forget counting, I think, is the first night. Because a lot of times in shul, first night of Sfira, which is the second Seder, a lot of times the shul might be too early, and people think that the Sfira is in your Haggadah. Most Haggadahs, it's not in there. And Rav Kasher is the one I have, it is. But I looked around the table, most Haggadahs, it's not in there. So a lot of times, guys forget the first night. Rav Sajigon, that I wanted you to see, the Tur B'Shem Rav Sajigon, Simon Reish Pei Tes. What does he say, Ali? What did Rav Sajigon say? That if you miss the first night, then it blows the whole thing up. You're not even yotze the rest of the time. The only night that's likuvah is what? Is the first night. No other night is likuvah. You missed the other nights, no problem. You could still count with a bracha. Tur B'Shem, Rav Sajigon, amazing. Says Rak Yom Rishon is likuvah. So the Rav said, I want you to get this. What's this all about, the Shita of Sajigon and Lomas? What's the Shita all about? If you hold like the first approach, then it's all one big mitzvah, and there are what? 49 legs to the mitzvah. Who cares if it's the first leg or the 49th leg or the 8th leg? You missed a leg, you're finished. Therefore, the Rav said it can't be the first approach, but rather, what is it? The second approach. And you don't have to have a PhD in math for this. The second approach is you have to create a link. You have to create a consecutive series of digits, a continuity. There's no way you can do that without the what? The number one. The only one that's the Kuvis one. Okay. You're right. Maybe if there's a gap in the middle, it might be. But Lemaisa, you can't start a link or consecutive series of digits without the number one. And therefore, the second approach, the Rav said, is what is anchored by the Torah B'Shem Rav Adi, not the first approach. That's number one, Mara Mukum. Number two, we don't paskin like Rav Sajigo. We say every night is Likuvim. We don't count the night and the next day. The second Mara Mukum, we do paskin like. The Bir Halacha, the Shame, Rav Haigo. There's a lot of guys don't know this, but Kedai, we have to do it if we shouldn't be in this situation. Let's say a guy forgot the eighth night and the whole eighth day. So now he's finished with the brachas. When he counts night nine, he has to say Etmol was eight. Why? I'm just going to write Etmol. That's the code word. Etmol. You have to say Etmol. Etmol was eight and tonight is nine. If you hold like the first approach, the Rav said, it's for Fallon. What's for Fallon means? It's finished already. Move on. You missed one leg. Okay, continue to count without a bracha. What's the point of saying yesterday was eight? Move on already. But if you hold like the second approach, what's the second approach? To create a link, you have to have consecutive series of digits. Nine is meaningless unless you give it a context. What's the context? You supply the context by saying yesterday was eight, tonight is nine. Beautiful four, no? It's the schmack. That's the second armor that we possibly. A lot of guys don't know this. Now, we don't necessarily, say you missed two nights. Would you have to say, I don't think you have to say 7-8. 2 days ago was 7-8, was 7. Tonight, yesterday was 8. And it's enough to say Edmond was 8. This is without a bracha, but you still have to say it, Zevi. You know, a lot of people think when they're younger, if you miss the bracha, and if you miss the whole night and day, you can't say the bracha, or they won't even count. That's ridiculous. We know the bracha is not makiv in the mitzvah. Bracha is never makiv in the mitzvah. Still do the mitzvah, count without a bracha. And therefore, you supply the context by saying eight. That's the second marmol. Yes, Elliot.
What's the time for
life
that we're not allowed to do a bracha anymore after this one day with the reading?
Exactly this. Because you have to create the bridge. If you miss.
Once you reestablish the bridge and say last time it was eight, so why can't I make a bracha tonight?
Because the bridge wasn't there, Lamaisa. Okay, it's Tapa Shlemusa. Tapa Shlemusa. You can only say it when the bridge was there. So the bridge is not there, you can't say Bishlemusa. You only say the bracha when the mitzvah is Bishlemusa. Tapa Shlemusa. Other Rishonim might say maybe you don't need the linkage, we're Machor, so like Bracha's Lahaka, right? I mean, we don't want to be over Bracha Levatala, according to the Rama. So we're very weary about the bracha. Okay, so that's the second marmal. What's number three? This one we don't pass the first one and three. Two we do, but it's showing the second marker. What's number three? Morenu Shibidorenu. Who's Morenu Shibidorenu? It's quoted in the Chinuch. Morenu Shibidorenu is Sefer Achinuch. He says that if a Jew missed counting. If a Jew missed counting, he could continue to count with a bracha, even if he missed a count a whole day, because the rest of Klal Yisrael is counting. Shar Klal Yisrael is counting. Shar Klal Yisrael is moaning. So the Rav said, what's the difference the rest of Klal Yisrael is counting? If you hold like the first approach, it's all one mitzvah, you missed a leg, finished. Shkoyach, the rest of Klal Yisrael is counting. But if you hold like the second approach, it's possible to entertain a swara. That you could play off the fact that the rest of Klal Yisrael was what? Was counting? They supplied for you the Ritzifus that will allow me to count with a bracha. That's what he wanted to type. So you see clearly that the second approach to the Rav said is the Vort. that it's 49 distinct mitzvahs, Yoel, but the Torah requires you to link them all together to create a consecutive ritzifus. The Melech. Hashtad Asas L'Hachim. Now that we arrive at this point, there's two dinim. What are the two dinim? The mitzvah of counting Yomer. The Kiyum HaMitzvah is when? When you get points at Shemayim when you count the Yomer? At night or in day? Only at night. Rak Belayla. Why? Because the Ksira was done at night. The Ksira of the Yomer was done at night. So therefore, we model the mitzvah of Sfira after the nighttime. Okay? I don't really know necessarily why we model it after the Ksira, not the Hakrava, which was in the morning, but we do. Tulsus, you saw clearly Megillah said that. That we're modeling the mitzvah of Sfira after the Ksira. So the points in Shemayim is when? When do you get the points in Shemayim? When do you get into the mitzvah? Only counting at night. Jonathan, what do you accomplish by counting during the daytime? What do you accomplish by counting the daytime? You keep the Maisa Sphere going. There's a Ritzifus. There's a Maisa Sphere that you do by accomplishing it by the daytime. Do you get points at Shemayim when you miss counting at night at the eighth day? No. You count in the daytime. You didn't count at night. What do you accomplish by counting the day? You keep the linkage. You keep the Ritzifus. There's a Maisa Sphere. This is the Pshat in the Baha'i. Nothing to do with the Mishabura that it's a sfeik sfeik. The Bahag says when you count at night, you're going to keep a mitzvah. You say a bracha. When you count in the daytime, you don't count with a bracha, but it keeps the ritzifus going. There's two tracks. Memela. This answers up a Rashi. What is Rashi? It's quoted in the Machzor Vitri. On a perfect 12-hour day, 6 to 6, right? When do you say Kriya Shema till in the morning? Till 9 a.m. When do you have to daven Shmon Esrei till? 10 a.m. When do you daven Mincha? 12:30 to 3:30 is Mincha Gedola. What is Mincha Ketana? 3:30 to 6. Right? What's Plag Mincha? Gemara says in Arvei Pesachim, it's Plag Mincha, Mincha Ketana. 3:30 to 6 is 2.5 hours. What's half of 2.5 hours? 1:15. What's 3:30 plus 1:15? 4:45 p.m. Rashi's community in his ear, his city, they would daven Mincha 4:30. Dav Meir 4:46. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the halachic day ends then for davening. Chum say, Dav Mincha 5:45, Dav Meir 6:01. In Rashi's community, they daven Meir early in his ear in his city. They would daven early. When I say early, they would daven Meir 4:46. Then what would they do after Meir? They would count without a bracha. And Rashi would announce, later on at night, it says, after Tzeis, count with a bracha.
Which day would they count?
They would count for the next night. They'd daven Meiriv. They'd Meiriv 4:46. And they would count for the next night and day without a bracha. And Rashi would announce after, say, Sekhachovim, please count again with a bracha. They make it tonight. And if they would forget that night, and the whole next day, they would rely on what they're doing after Meiriv for the next day, next night and day. So the Rashba, this is Shitas Rashi. Rashi holds that they would count after what? Acher plag. Acher plag. So fair below bracha. So the Rashba has very big difficulty with it. So it says, he says, Mimon of Shach. What's the Mimon of Shach? What's the kasha the Rashba asks on Rashi? Mimon of Shach. If you hold it's night mamish, so count now with a bracha. And if you hold it's too early, what are you accomplishing by counting without a bracha? It's a great kasha the Rashba asked on Rashi. Rashba, Shoel HaRashi, he says, Mimonav Shoch. It's a very great kasha. So the Rav Zatzal said beautifully, how would you answer Rashi? You answer Rashi like this. The counting in the daytime for the Bahag, which we paskalink accomplishes what? A Maisa Sfira. For Rashi, counting after the plag without a bracha also accomplishes a Maisa Sfira. If you'd forget the whole that night and the whole next day, you could still count the next night with a bracha. Why? Because I had a Maisa Sfira. For the Maisa Sfira of the Bahag, which is in the daytime, Rashi holds you can have a Maisa Sfira after what? Plag. That's why he didn't want you to count with a bracha, because it wasn't Laila Mamash yet. But on the other hand, it is Mitzuruf to the next day to count as a Maisa Sviru. He wouldn't get points at Shemayim, but it's enough to keep the link going. And give me a raya in any other area in Halacha that that window of time from 4:45 to 6 is Mekusher to the next day. Give me a raya somewhere else in Halacha. Sefer Shabbos. Excellent, Sammy. What's the earliest time except Shabbos? 4:45. So you see that window of time is already Mekusha with the next day. So you see, clearly said the Rav, that's a Pshat Rashi. Because there are two dinim. There's the din of Maisa Kiyuma Mitzvah, there's the din of what? Maisa Sfira. The Melim came, if this is the case, this brings us to now three distinct cases that one could analyze. Number one, the Minchas Chinuch and Mitzvah Shin Vav there has a famous shaila. If a katan is bar mitzvah, katan shenis gadel. It's a lot of. It's a big topic for a lot of bar mitzvah drushes. Shenis gadel. He became what? Katan shenis gadel. That became a bar mitzvah boy b'toch haomer. Let's say day 30 is his what? Is his bar mitzvah. What do you do? On one hand, the first 29 days, he was a katan. He might have been counting with a bracha, but he was a katan, al tzchinuch. When he becomes a gadol, he wasn't mechuyu the first 29 days. So how can we usher him into mitzvahs, but we say, uh-oh, we can't let you say a bracha. It's a little bizarre, but that's one side in the minchas tzchinuch. Or he says no, or maybe you could let him count with a bracha. He paskins in the end, you could count with a bracha, but you could hear the svara that the first 29 days, he wasn't mechuyu. Especially you know, like the Rambam's D'Oraisa. He's a cotton. The cotton's not mechuyu mitzvah D'Oraisa. How can you let him count with a bracha? Maybe a savik bracha levatala.
What the Rav say to this?
So the Minchas Chinuch has this savik. So you tell me what the Rav would say, Sammy. The Rav did comment on this. What would you say according to the Rav built up?
Second linkage.
Well, the first 29 days, at least as a cotton, he was doing a what? A Maisa Svira. He's not a goy. He's a yid. So let the Maisa Sphere allow him to count Vaita with a bracha. That's exactly what the Rav said. Please get it down. And you might ask me, where do you see, Rebbe, that a Maisa of a Katan halachically has validity? I'll give you three rayas. Number one, Rashi says in Bava Kama that if a Katan throws a football and breaks someone's window when he's a Katan, has to pay money when he becomes a Gadol. Katan Shemazik, once you get it, it's on Daf. Sadi. Ches amid beis above a kama. Rashi's Masber Gemara. Sorf Sharosu Shchaver. You burnt someone's document that you were that a guy was owed money. Rashi says he did it when he was a cotton, but when you become a godly, you have to pay. You see, the mice of a cotton is a mice. Cotton shemazik.
Yeah, but he didn't make a bracha on the first night.
Doesn't make a difference. He doesn't have to say a bracha at all. As long as he's counted the first 29 days, he had a mice sphere. He had the bridge.
Yeah, but you don't have the first day according to.
We don't hold like Rosati going anyway, but it doesn't make sense. He did count according to the Rav's Mahalach. He counted. He had a Maisis. He had the bridge created. Did he get points at Shemayim? No, he was a cotton. Number one, rise at Kut Shemazik. What's number two? The Rambam is in Hilchos Yisuri Bia. The Rambam writes, if a cotton's bowl is Shifcha Charufa, what's the din? What's a Shifcha Charufa? We say it every morning. Ezel Mekomen. What's an Ashim Shifcha Charufa? You know what a Shifcha Knainis is? A woman that was non-Jewish, and then she's bought off the slave market, she's put in mikvah, and she's a half-Jewess. She's owned by two men, let's say. Two men bought her. She has two masters. One man frees her, the other man retains ownership. The man who retains ownership mirrors her off to a third man, ma'ariser. And then a fourth man is mezana with her. What happens if the fourth man is a katan? What's the din? The Rambam says, what parak is it? I think it's parak Gimel. And if it's a Suribiya. The Rambam writes, a cut must bring a korban when he becomes older, a gadol. The Rambam says, what are you talking about? It was a cotton. So nothing. So you see from the Rambam that when a cotton does an avera, it registers as a maisa, and he'll be culpable when he becomes a gadol. So number two, Mar Makum is the Rambam. Cotton, that is boil or what? Shifcha Harufa. The Ravid doesn't accept it, but the Rambam has it, that the mice of a cotton is a mice. A third bar muckle, the Ramah. In Hilchos Shabbos, I think it's Simon Shin Mem Gimel. If a cotton turns a light on Shabbos, he says, Tov lasos tshuva kishayagdil. It's a good idea to do tshuva for all the averes he did when it was a cotton. Tov lasos tshuva. So you see that what? That there is a notion of what? Tov lasos tshuva. There is a notion to do tshuva. That the mice of a cotton is a mice. So to hear. The mice count, the cotton counted 29 days. A mice of a cotton is a mice of sphira. That created the bridge. Let him count the subsequent days with a bracha. That's what the Rav thought on the Suffolk, the Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch Takas agrees with it, but for a different reasoning. This is the chiddush. This is the chiddush that we have about a cotton shiniskaba. Now, we'll get to the question, but let's move to number two case. I want you to see the Bir Halacha and the Shari Tshuva. That's in the packet. Okay, we have in the Rambam. You look in the last page there in the packet. Oh, I didn't give it to you, did I? No, I didn't give it to you in the last page. Okay, it's in the Shari Tshuva, though. I gave him the Marmakomos. What's the din of an Onay, God forbid? What's an Onay? What happens if someone loses one of his seven relatives? God forbid, during the Omer. Brother, sister, a son or daughter, God forbid, a mother, father, a spouse. Before the Levaya, a person is potter from mitzvahs essay. He does not have to do mitzvahs essay. Not only does he not have to do, it's usher for him to be machmer. We hold like Tosfos. Machlokes Rashi tells, listen on and says, oh, he wants to do it. We don't let him do it. Machlokes Rashi tells, we pass him like Tosfos. Machlokes Rashi tells, and Brachos Daf Yud Zayinu and Beis. And Mechaber says we don't let him do it. What's the three reasons why an owning is part of a mitzvah's essay? There are three reasons. What are the three reasons? When I say essay, I stress essay. He can't eat ham. He can't steal. He has to observe lavin. So what are the three reasons? Number one, tirdim. He simply can't get it together. He's too emotionally charged. And Hashem exempted from mitzvah's essay. Number two, he has to do the funeral arrangements. Osik b'mitzvah, patim in a mitzvah. What's number three? It's simply not kavod ames. I mean, your loved one is not buried and you're doing mitzvah esei. It's not respectful. We basically assume all three reasons. The whole shalom, a big gadol in Eretz Yisrael once told me he had a suffix when he was flying back to America from Levi and his mom. Could he learn on the plane? So he says he couldn't do the funeral arrangements on the plane. So that's the whole two. And Tirda, I guess, you know, he's a tremendous stature. So he could focus. If you hold number three, then he wouldn't allow it. Generally, we assume all three reasons and he wouldn't learn on the plane. But there might be exceptions, but those are the three reasons why an onan is part of a mitzvah esei. Now, let me just add on. The onan, while he's an onan, or she's an onan, can't eat meat, cannot drink wine. Now, when they sit down and have a sandwich, can they say a bracha on a motzi? No. They're not even allowed to say berkas nenin. Halach l'maisa. They have to wash their hands until they sit down. They don't say a bracha on the time. They don't say a motzi. Oh! What about gezel? What about me'ila? Eating without food, gemar brachas we learned. It's me'ila, it's gezel. So Rav Zalman Nechemi Yishlita, Rav Moshe Hirshel Zatzal, and Emek Bracha Zatzal all give the following answer. Right, we have it in the Sefer. What's the answer? That the Isser of Meal and Gezel stems from the fact that there's a mitzvah the Rabbanan to say a bracha, but since an onin is what? It's putter from the mitzvah, the Isser doesn't get off the ground. It's all two sides of the same coin.
Isn't the reason for the bracha the Gezel?
But that's only if there is a mitzvah the Rabbanan, Jonathan, to say a bracha. Once there's a mitzvah rabbanu to say a bracha, then there's an Isser Gezel on Meal if you don't eat.
But isn't this far for saying bracha Rishona?
That's what they want to say. You have to first, once there is a chiyuv to say a mitzvah, to say a bracha, then if you don't do the bracha, then you're over gezel me'ilah.
But the Gemara there was asking, isn't the Gemara in Bracha was asking, what's the reason we say a bracha Rishonah?
Right, but that's assuming the premise that there is a chiyuv to say a mitzvah in the Rabbanah. You follow me? Assuming the premise that there's a chiyuv to say a mitzvah in the Rabbanah, it's because of me'ilah gezel. It's a good point you bring up. It's a very good point. But I'm saying the Gemara is assuming once there's the premise to say it, what's the reason? Exactly. But since it only has no chiyuv, there's no isser of gezer on ilu. See, the Bir Halacha says there are two sides, two different stones. Bir Halacha has a sovi in Simon Samach Alpha, a guy's in the Beis HaMirchatz, wants to drink a soda. Can he say a shahakal? So he has a suffix. If it's mitam mitzvah, onus chumar apatre. Can't say the bracha na beis hamirchas. Let him drink without a bracha. But he says, if it's mata, the isser is omen bimkomo. So you see the bracha view is two sides, two different approach, two different stadim. Rezam lechem yishlitin, and they make bracha, and Ramosh Hershel view it as what? All one din. The isser's noveya, noveya means stems from the mitzvah of the rabbana. If they're on his puppy mitzvah, therefore he can what? He can eat the sandwich, and he doesn't say amotzi. Why does he have to wash his hands? Why do we do Netilas Yadayim? Sarach Truma. The Kohanim who ate Truma, if their hands were tumah, they'd be Matamic Truma. That's an Isser. So there was a din, they had to wash their hands so they wouldn't be Matamic Truma. Sarach Truma. So we made a low plug. Anytime a Yisrael or Levi or a Kohen eats chulin bread, you wash your hands. Now what's a Xera? How do you, which umbrella do you put under a Xera? Which rubric do you put a Xera under? Under an Esser or Lav? A lav, because there you might do something. Does an onan have to observe lavin? Yes. Therefore, he has to do the action of netilas yadayim, but no bracha. That's what we hold, like halacha lemaisa. Because the tshuva says b'shem chamudi Daniel, halacha lemaisa.
What about the iser esei?
That's a good shiloh. That's a good shiloh.
Can you let the
that's a good shiloh. You know that comes up. You see, Mr. Brunach sukkah says an onan can eat outside the sukkah. That's like an Isser Esed, right? That's like an Isser Esed. Rav Shechter, we said, once discussed that. How do you view an Isser Esed? For all intents and purposes, an Isser Esed is like a lav, except for Malkus. So according to Rav Shechter's categorization, you would say that what? An Onan would have to observe an Isser Esed too. We would not allow an Onan to eat outside of Sukkah. The Shabura quotes the Prima Gadam in Chosukkah, that an Onan is not allowed to eat outside of Sukkah.
So you wouldn't be allowed to free your Rebbe Kanani either.
Right? You wouldn't be able to free your Rebbe Kanani. It's an Isser Esed, correct? For all intents and purposes, Rav Shechter said it's a lav, except for Malkus. We had one sheet to Msochan that said even Loket, Mem Gimel Mes for Isseresa. We don't pass him like that. Remember, we said you have to spend all your bank account for an Isseresa, all those nafkaminis. Okay, so Rachmana Litzlan, let's say during Sfira, you have a guy who's owning the full night and day. I don't know, it took like a day and a half to do the Leviathan, for whatever reason. They had to wait for a relative to fly in. Never supposed to delay a Levi unless it's for a covenant mace for a relative to come in. Then it's permissible. And they're sure they don't wait for anybody. In Yerushalayim, they do the Levi right away, no matter, they never wait for any relative. Special din that we're not supposed to mimal in a mace, Gemara says, Baba Kama in Yerushalayim. But in Chutzlarts, we do that. So let's say a man was an owning a night and a day. Part of a mitzvah says, what do you do with sphere? So the Bir Halacha points out there, the Shari Tshuva points out there, has a whole discussion. It's in Siman Tov Pei Ches, which is the Siman on Sfiras Omer. And he writes, underlined it here, Ayin Meshal Avrami Din Onein, and he discusses what should be the din. So the Rav said, you know what? What should be the din? Let the man count. Let him articulate what day it is without a bracha. He discusses the case, what's the din is. But the Rav thought, Lamais, in this case, let him count. Let him count. Let him count the day of the Leviah, you know, the day that he's an owning, not the day of the Leviah, because I should know what happens after the burial. He's no longer an owning, he's a what? An Ovel. An Ovel's Chayim, all mitzvahs in the Torah, except for one, tefillin on the first day. Which we don't think about a lot because the Levi is over at one or two, so mixes Yom Kikulo. The next day already, the second day of Shiva, then he puts the tefillin on. First day, though, he doesn't put the tefillin on. Right, when he comes home after the Levi. In an Onain, cannot eat meat or drink wine. He can't eat Mashashani, he can't eat Kachim. An Avol is allowed to eat meat. Some Rishonim say the first meal, the Suda Safra after the Levi, should be Fleshiks. And the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Lo Nivra Yayin, Ella. Many people think during Shiva you can't drink wine. It's not true. As an onan, you can't drink wine. During Shiva, you can drink wine. In fact, that was wine was what it was created for. And basar can be eaten, just not as an onan. So you see clearly that if the guy's an onan the night and the day, the Rav said, let him count. Let him at least get a mice of sphere in. Let them get a Maisa Skirin. That after the Levaya, they'll be able to count Viper days with the Bracha. Now, if you look in the Shari Tshuva, like Sammy said, he quotes Shita to say no. He quotes the rest without a Bracha. Birki Yosef, Ebi B'Shem, Free Arts, Sav Yad, Shimon, Shari Yama, below Bracha. Amazing. The Rav thought no. The Rav thought, let him articulate the Maisa Skirin that creates the linkage. So by the Kutton case and by the Onan case, one could say you could implement the Maisa Sfira, which will allow you to count the rest of the days with a bracha. But then there's a third case that comes up. And here we would machalik, a ger shinis gair. What do you do about a ger that converts? Can finish his conversion on day 30. What's the din? Finishes his conversion day 30. He's been practicing for 29 days. Like he's finished all the battery of tests that a convert has to try to go through. To treat it seriously. A process of whole battery of tests to make sure that he's a real serious fellow. He wants to convert. He's legitimate. And at day 30, he completes the geirus. He's been practicing. Would you allow him to usher him in and count now in Yadus with a bracha? So here we would Michal can say no. Because the first 29 days he was a goy. The Maisa sphere of a goy is not going to chapa nafkeminin. A person that's an onin, can an onin count as a tenth man in a minion? The prichar says yes, b'di'evet. Even though he's part from Davi, he's not a goy. Kutton's not a goy, he's a yid. He's just not a gadol yet. The Maisa sphere of a kutton and an onin, you hear. But the Maisa sphere of a goy, perhaps you'd say no. It's not going to create a linkage, a bridge. It had no halachic ramification. Even though the Rambam does say in the Yadach HaZaka that a goy that does mitzvahs on his own, even though he's not a yid yet, it has a what? It has some validity to it. If he's a real lishmonik, he really, really loves Hashem, and he's trying to do it to be positive, Rambam seems to say it has some halos. But I don't think it'll have halos in the halachic sense, but in the hashkafic sense, but in a halachic sense that allow him to count subsequent days of the bracha, very big chiddush. Very difficult to suggest. Okay? Very difficult to suggest. So therefore, one would be mechalik that the first two cases, according to the Rav's shot, he would say with a bracha. Whereas the last shot, you mechalik can say no. This geshmak of shot, this is what the Rav thought was the shot in the Bahag. And that's what we do ladina. We count at night with a bracha. However, in the daytime, we count without a bracha. I just don't know why the Rav assumed, and Tosus assumes, not like the Rav. Why did Tosus assume that the mitzvah of Svira is modeled after the Katsira of the Omer? Right? Why don't you model after the Hakrava? The Hakrava was in the daytime.
According to Rav, what did he do? It's not a direct proof that in this case it's a Korban.
No, but the Katsira was done at night, Elliot. That's what I'm saying.
It's the Korban.
What did you say?
Isn't the Katsira connected to the Korban?
Yeah, it was enabled the barley before the Korban. So that's fine. You're strengthening my kasha. So I don't know, but Tosfos is assuming for some reason we have to think about why was the mitzvah of Svira of a kusher? I think it has to do with the psukim. Does anyone have the chumash? Does anyone have a chumash? You have the chumash? What does it say in Parshas Emor when it discusses Svira Somer? I think it has to do with the chumash. I think the chumash, the Torah Kedosha, seems to be told of the mitzvah of Svira Somer with what? With the ksira, exactly. So I think it has to do with the chumash. That's a shot. Okay, Elliot?
He's in Devarim.
It's in the Pusik. The Pusik doesn't say Miyom Hikravtem. It says Miyom Ketzirchem. So I think it has to do with the Pshat and the Chumash. Now, let's just close. We have a few more points we got to close with. Let's just get it. The Rabbeinu Yerucham holds the mitzvah of counting the weeks and counting the days were two separate mitzvahs, Ma'am Beis HaMikdash. However, since we don't have the Korban Omer, the mitzvah of weeks is only what? The Rabbanan. Mitzvah of days will remain min haTorah. But if you look in the Chumash, the Torah connected the mitzvah of the Korban HaOmer with the weeks, the mitzvah of the weeks. If you have the psukim, you come out. Hell, you have it, or Jonathan? You have those psukim over there, read it. The Rabbi Yerucham reads it like that the mitzvah of the weeks is mekusher with the what? With the Korban. Mitzvah of the days would remain derisive. So if I ask you, what are the sheikhs derisive and the Rabbanan? There really are three sheikhs. Ramam, Olz, Lak, Stak, and Miro, both are derisive. Toys and Raman say Lak, Stak, and Miro, they're both what? The Rabbanan. The Rabbi Yerucham splits these manazeh. Weeks is the Rabbanan. Days is what? Days is the Raisa. Okay? Days is D'oraisa. And that's how he would read the Gemara. The Gemara said, Joshua read it so well, the mitzvah and the yom mitzvah should do different mitzvahs. Kaps and afghan mean bisman hazeh. They say a story, I heard from Zam Nechemia, that a maskil once came to the Beis HaLevi. He was complaining to the Beis HaLevi, he saw machmer on us all the time. Beis HaLevi says, I have seven kulas for you. Seven leniencies. One of the seven leniencies is Rabbi Neruchim. That if you missed counting the days of the Sfira on the weeks, 7, 14, 21, 28, you can say it with a bracha. I don't know if the maskil could have cared less, but he said, I have a kula for you. This was one of the kulas, seven kulas. It says, if you miss the days, you can still make it up and count what, like the Rabbi Yeruchim, that's a separate mitzvah. Now, we don't hold like that Ladina, but the Beis HaLevi held, maybe you can hold like this Ladina. Okay? But it's interesting. This is the chiddush that we want to bring out. Okay. Now, the last thing I want to close with is, you got this Mahalik, okay? Last thing I want to close with, you don't have the psukim there, huh? You didn't find it in the psukim and the chumash. Okay, in part, no one has a chumash here. In Parshas Emor, we should keep a chumash. I always forget to bring in a chumash. But if you look, I think that's the pshat. If you look, the Torah's Tola, the Sphere Somer, the Ketzir Somer. That's the pshat. That's what Tosis is driving at. Okay, because you're right. I mean, it's a Heksha Mitzvah. Why would you? The Torah says that's it. Okay, you know, it's Docha Shabbos, the Ketzir Somer. Even if it comes out on Shabbos. The last thing I want to close with is, why is it that we don't say a Shechianu on the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer? Why is it that we don't say Shechianu? So Rabbi Ephraim Greenblatt, Shlita, the great Gaon of Memphis, has a tshuva on this, and he has 11 different terutzim. We're not going to do the 11 terutzim, we'll do three. Okay? And it has to do with Pesachim. If you look at the last Balamor, in the Masechta, in our Masechta, Pesachim, he asked this kasha, and he says, you know what? Because it's safer. We are not doing the mitzvah in its most ideal way because we don't have the Korban Omer. Here, I'm going to read it to you. He says it like this.
Is that a part of other zechers also that we do? That we don't say
zechiana? Maybe not all, but here he says, let me just read. He says, v'lomatzinu birkas man, if you see it, it's on dafchav chesem and after dapir rif. Shalomatzinu birkas man, el bedavr sheish bo shum hana. Okay, then I'm skipping a little bit. He says, Sfiras Omer ein bo zecher l'shum hana, el l'agmas nafshenu, l'chorben bayis me'avyenu, me'oyvenu. We don't have the bismix. We don't have the Korban Omer. So it's kind of like a mitzvah that we cannot reach a high level of simcha. Therefore, you cannot say Shechianu. You can only say Shechianu on a mitzvah that has simcha. That's why he says we don't say Shechianu. Okay? However, there are two other tirutz, and we'll close with this. Two other tirutz. Either that the Shechianu and the second Seder, that you say at Kiddush, goes on Sfira, or the Shechianu by Shavuos. Those last two tirutz highlight where we built up the Rav's theory that it's a bridge. There are 49 distinct mitzvahs to create a bridge. And whichever you say the Shechianu in the beginning, Shechianu at the end, but it's all one bridge that you're striving for. And that's what we'll close with. It's no mistake that we were on the 49th level of Tumah in Mitzrayim. If we would have stayed one more day, we would have been on the 50th, we would have been destroyed. And it's no coincidence there are 49 days of Sfira. Every day of Sfira, we're supposed to eradicate a gate of Tumah. And that's highlighted by the Korban Omer is made of barley. Barley's known by Michael Behema in the Gemara. Shtei Alechem, the Korban Shavuos, is made out of what? Wheat, which is Michael, Adam. We were spiritual animals. Every day of the Omer, we're supposed to build ourselves up to have what? Spiritual human beings, to be ready to makabel the Torah. That's why we have to be charged during Sfira to work on our midos too. Why is the minhag to learn avos? The Bar Tanuris' avos is based on the sechas of midas. Shalom nagu kovot zebizeh. Why was Rabbi Kiva's talmidim killed? The Gemara Nivamis? They didn't show respect to one another. It was a lack of ben adam chaveroi. So we have to energize ourselves. Ben adam lamakom, ben adam chaveroi. During the times of Sfira, to ready ourselves that we be spiritual human beings. To accept the Torah. This is the bridge that we're building up. and it makes a lot of sense. These two Terutzim say there is a Shechian. Not like the Balamor that there's no Shechianu. It's a good example of a premise to the Kasha, right? Why is there no Shechianu? Balamor says there's no Shechianu because why? It's not a mitzvah to generate Simcha. The other Terutzim is that there is a Shechianu. Where's the Shechianu? Either Pesach or Shavuos. That highlights the bridge, the Ratzifus that we're striving for when we try to fulfill the mitzvah of Sviras Oyim. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day. Chazar over. Tomorrow we'll continue, Bez Hashem. And in Chazar. Yes, sir. It's too early to daven, so everyone have a good day.
Yeah. What happens?